Still gasping for breath, Roland did as she told him. 13. They resumed their progress along the passage, Susanna now riding backward, a position that was difficult but not impossible. If they got out of here, her back would ache a bitch for the next day or two. And I'll relish every single throb, she told herself. Roland still had the Bridgeton Old Home Days t-shirt Irene Tassenbaum had bought him. He handed it up to Susanna, she wrapped it around the bottom of the bone and held it out as far as she possibly could while still keeping her balance. Roland wasn't able to run. She would have surely tumbled out of the harness had he tried doing that, but he maintained a good fast walking pace, pausing every now and then to pick up a likely-looking arm or leg bone. Oi soon got the idea and began bringing them to the gunslinger in his mouth. The thing continued to follow them. Every now and then Susanna caught a glimpse of its slick, gleaming skin, and even when it drew back beyond the chancy light of her current torch, they would hear those liquid stomping sounds like a giant in mud-filled boots. She began to think it was the sound of the thing's tail. This filled her with a horror that was unreasoning and private and almost powerful enough to undo her mind. That it should have a tail, her mind nearly raved, a tail that sounds like it's filled with water or jelly or half-coagulated blood. Christ, my God, my Christ! It wasn't just light keeping it from attacking them, she reckoned, but fear of fire. The thing must have hung back while they were in the part of the passage where the glow globe still worked, thinking, if it could think, that it would wait and take them once they were in the dark. She had an idea that if it had known they had access to fire, it might simply have closed some or all of its many eyes and pounced on them where a few of the globes were out and the light was dimmer. Now it was at least temporarily out of luck, because the bones made surprisingly good torches. The idea that they were being helped by the recovering beam in this regard did not cross her mind. The only question was whether or not the Sterno would hold out. She was able to conserve now because the bones burned on their own once they were going, except for a couple of damp ones that she had to cast aside after lighting her next torches from their guttering tips. But you did have to get them going, and she was already deep into the third and last can. She bitterly regretted the one she'd tossed away when the thing had been closing in on them, but didn't know what else she could have done. She also wished Roland would go faster, although she guessed he now couldn't have maintained much speed even if she'd been faced around the right way and holding on to him. Maybe a short burst, but surely no more. She could feel his muscles trembling under his shirt. He was close to blown out.